What could be more Texan than tacos? Tacos are a favorite food, but where are the best tacos in Texas? And how did tacos become the culinary superstar that it is today? Mondo Rayo calls himself a taco journalist, and with Jared Neese, has written the book, The Tacos of Texas.
I was pretty much born with a tortilla in my hand. So being Mexican, you know, growing up in Texas, growing up around the kitchen, whether it's my mom, my abuelita, or my tía, or even in the rancho with my tíos cooking carnitas outside to a cabrito, I mean, you name it. I've been actually writing about specifically tacos since 2006, roughly 2006. The thing is even before then, I've always been, you know, an avid kind of aficionado of tacos. Like, I mean, just growing up in Texas and growing up in El Paso, you know, or along the border, you know, it was a staple food, you know, when we would eat tacos with everything. Everything was made with a flour or corn tortilla. And so I think that's part of it. Definitely when I got into writing, starting to get to know and understand kind of the complexities of, you know, making the food, the recipes, and a lot of the traditions. And that's kind of like, for me, kind of one of my passions is understanding people's traditions and their culture and how that plays out as part of, you know, their taco creation.
People are very passionate about tacos in Texas,
yeah.
As we're finding out when we heard that there could be taco trucks on every corner recently. But you don't mess around with tacos. Have you run into that?
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing is, you know, people are passionate about food in general. But in Texas, you know, we love everything Texas. And part of that, you know, like Texas is not just, you know, cowboys and barbecue. Texas is vaqueros, tejanos, and tacos. That's like a staple thing that, you know, if you grew up in Texas, you ate that. If you got here as soon as you could, you know, you're eating tacos, you know, 3-4 times a week. And so I think part of that is because they're the connection to you know, what the food that they grew up with, you know, and so you don't mess around with that because that's completely tied to your family, what you grew up with, that nostalgia, your culture, your adopted culture even. And so, yeah, do not mess around with tacos.
We've heard stories frequently from people of older generation. They talk about when they would go to school and they would bring their lunch with them and it would be tacos and they would look at others and they had Wonder Bread sandwiches and they were made to feel ostracized because they did not have the Leave It to Beaver style lunch. But now we see the rise and the embrace of the tacos of Texas. And what does that mean?
Yeah, well, it's crazy because, yeah, definitely, and we've done, you know, I've done some oral history projects, and we've interviewed, you know, older generations of taqueros and makers and families, and yeah, that was, it was kind of like you brought what you had from home, and in a Mexican family or Latino family, you had the tortilla, you had, you know, beans and cheese or whatever, you know. And so that's kind of what you brought, and you were ostracized. And just like, you know, kind of the history of, you know, Mexicans in Texas, and there's been, a lot of documentation there that, you know, you kind of, you weren't a real Texan, to be honest, you know. But we have pride in our food and our culture. And so and the thing is, back in the day, you know, when you're going to public schools, you know, yeah, you brought what you had from home and everybody else had white bread and bologna. But, you know, a lot of poor families couldn't afford that. So they brought, you know, that tortilla, you know, the taco, and they were ostracized. They were kind of shamed into like and ridiculed, you know, by their peers of eating this really cultural food. And now, you know, it's all the rage. Chefs are making I mean, people like in Texas, whether they're, you know, traditional to kind of new ways of making tacos. I mean, there's Taco Tuesday, there's a National Taco Day, you know, and so I think, you know, we definitely have come a long way. But, you know, we have to, in order to understand kind of where the taco is going, we have to always look back of where it's been and acknowledge that, you know, there's a lot of struggle that has been plagued with this food. And I think that's why people are passionate about it. You know, they're like, hey, you know, tacos weren't just invented yesterday, or they weren't invented in Austin. You know, they've been here. They've been part of the food. Part of our culture, you know, it's not just a trendy thing. It's a cultural thing.
So you've traveled all over Texas. I like how your book is set up. You dive deep into every region of Texas, and you look at the taco traditions of these different areas, and you separate Laredo from the Rio Grande Valley, and you have El Paso, and you have Midland, Odessa, and San Antonio, Austin, all across the state. Uh-huh. So Which area has the best tacos?
Oh, my God. Well, you know, being from El Paso, like, I always think that has the best, you know, kind of Mexican food for sure. And because you get that, you're right there on the border. And then you also have the New Mexico influence, too. And then you have that Texas, so it's a nice blend. But I am going to have to go with Houston. You know, being the most, I think, like, probably the diverse city in Texas. You kind of get that, you have that blend of, you know, traditional style, you know, street taco, you know, you have breakfast tacos there, you have, you know, some great Al Pastor or Mexico City style, and then you get kind of that fusion because of all the chefs doing so many different things, and then you have, like, you know, other places that are bringing in kind of more maybe that Oaxaca style type of, you know, food. So you do get that mix of kind of everything you would want in the city of tacos. And so, you know, there's some cities definitely that have more traditional, like say more Tex-Mex than traditional Mexican. But I think, you know, Houston has that full range, that broad range, and definitely plenty of choices. So I give props to Houston.
All right, I'm going to put a vote in for Laredo.
I love Laredo.
And yeah, Laredo, they call their tacos, but breakfast tacos, mariachis.
Exactly.
And they take their tacos very seriously. But whereas Houston, I understand where you're coming from. There's this great diversity and this mashing up of cultures, and they're coming up with new, incredible things all the time. But I think that in Laredo, they're still defining what a Texas Mexican based taco tastes like, and it's rich and it's stuffed to the max, and you can get all sorts.
Yep.
And they're huge, and they're just. I'd say it's Laredo.
All right, that's cool. My co-author, that's his thing, Laredo.
So the thing about a taco is that it's the simplicity of it, yet the complexity of all of the different combinations and things that can happen to the taco. And yet within all of that range, you say that the taco salad is abomination.
Oh, like the taco bowl? Are you talking about the taco bowl? Well, here's the thing is, you know, for me, and this is just Mando, it has to have a corn or flour tortilla, you know? And then once it's not that, then it becomes something else. You know, it becomes, you know, a quesadilla. It becomes a bowl. And to be honest, that taco bowl, those rice were bought from a Mexican in San Antonio. You know, the chip, you know, the Frito chips?
Yes.
The Frito-Lay chips? The little bowl, the tiny one, that was bought from a Mexican in San Antonio, and I think, you know, obviously it evolved from there. It kind of turned into something else. But I would say that, I don't know if I'd call it an abomination, but I wouldn't call it a taco. So if you're having a taco in a different form, it might be a tostada, it might be a chalupa. Definitely not a taco if it's in a bowl.
The bean and cheese taco, what does that represent?
Oh, man, gosh. That's like the simplest taco that you can have. It really represents, you know, a lot of Mexicans. You know, it represents me, I think, being Mexican, growing up in Texas, Tejano. You don't need anything elaborate. All you need is, a good bean taco, bean and cheese taco, whether it's on corn or flour. It's one of those foods or the type of taco that, and it's kind of part of that struggle with Latinos in the U.S. is like, we don't need a lot, but when what we do need is something that we value. And I think that bean taco or the bean and cheese taco is like the simplest form of that representation, I would say, for me, definitely.
Mando Rayo is a taco journalist and the co-author of the book, The Tacos of Texas. It's published by the University of Texas Press.